episode 3377, What If You Could Actually Change?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day. I hope you're having a marvelous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to think about how you're fueling your body. Because what if you could actually change? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, as you know, we've got our TV show happening. We're on pray.com all the time. And I did meet recently with our website team. I have to think about what I'm doing because there's so many things happening right now. But we are revamping the website. We're going to be changing some things. So hang in there. We've got some fun stuff around the corner, and then we've got a really, really, well, actually two big announcements. And so hopefully everything will be done. Cross your fingers by the end of May. I know you're thinking, but Christiane, that's like another month away. I know. If I could just wiggle my nose and be magical and make it all happen, I would. But you know what? The good stuff, oh, it takes time. And that leads me to our wellness. You got to think about how long it took you to get to where you are today. I don't care what size you are. I don't care this number on the scale. I don't care how you see yourself in the mirror. How long has it taken you to get to where you are today? The ups and downs, the all arounds, the twists and turns, the good times, the bad times, the great things you put in the body and the great stuff that should have never entered your body. But boy, did it taste good for 3.5 seconds. Imagine a world where transforming your body and your health and your lifestyle wasn't just a distant dream, but truly a tangible reality. What if you could rewrite the way you see food and how you fuel your body? What if you could actually change? Because in this modern age of wellness, the possibilities are endless and the results, honestly, they're very promising, more so than ever before. I know I have been doing some experimentation on my body in a positive way with some of the new things that are out, the unconventional ways. You know, it's not just all about diet. It's not just about the food, the micros, the macros. It's not at all about that. There's a combination of lots of things. And ultimately, it's knowing your body because there's no other body like it. It's yours. And yours reacts to different things at different times. You may not need a lot of sleep. You may need more than enough sleep. You may need to walk more steps in a day. Instead of 10,000 steps, you may need to be walking 12,000 steps. Every body is different. And research has shown that the human body is capable of remarkable changes. You can do absolutely anything you set your mind to, but you have to be given the right tools and mindset. And according to a variety of studies, let me tell you, there's so many out there, I just could not name them all. But consistent healthy habits such as mindful eating, regular exercise, and proper supplementation, it can lead to significant improvements in overall well-being. It's not just about losing weight, right? Yes, we want to fit into maybe a size 6. Maybe you're aiming for a size 0. Would you be okay with a size 4? Or maybe you're like, gosh, Christiane, I just want to get down from a 22 to an 18 or a 16. Maybe it's not the number at all. You just want to feel good in your body. I don't know where you're at, but it's truly about nourishing your body from within. There are so many innovative approaches to health and wellness out there, and they're emerging every single day, offering new ways to achieve optimal results. I mean, think about the watches that are out there. Think about the rings that are out there. Have you tried the rings? I have. I absolutely love mine. In all honesty, I love my ring more than I love my watch. I'm just saying. We probably should do some in-depth studies on those here just at Create Your Now, just my own observation of them. I do think it depends on if you have a newer watch or if you have an older one. I absolutely positively have an older one, and I don't think it is as accurate, but my ring is spot on. possibly where it's located on my body. But again, that's my body. Your body may be able to register things through electronics and technology in a different manner, right? But there are so many new and creative ways that are coming out, you know, from the infrared saunas, right, to promote detoxification and relaxation, right? That heating from the inside out, you're not sweating from the outside. It's not about how you exercise and all of a sudden you're like, you're just dripping wet, or hot flashes. Yeah. For those of you who know about hot flashes, yeah, you so can relate. But it's literally heating you up from the inside out. And it's about that relaxation, right? And for some of us, you can't handle it on a high heat. But like for me, oh, I can crank it up and I am just fine. And in fact, I'm like, can I get it hotter? And people are like, no, probably not a good idea. And I'm like, well, okay, that's just my body. Then we go to the opposite side. What about cold baths? What about jumping in the shower? Right? And you're taking a cold shower. Yeah, it's great for muscle recovery and increased metabolism. So many studies show that, right? You've got your elite athletes that are using that. You've got these unconventional methods that are revolutionizing the wellness industry. And it's fabulous. You've got the ones now. You don't have to be a diabetic to be able to have a glucose monitor, right? The CGMs, the continuous glucose monitors, they're awesome. Yes, I have used them. And I do like them for the mere fact that if you're one who really does struggle with how a particular food, and you want to study each individual food, like for me, I will eat one food and I will see how my body reacts. Then I will eat another food and I make sure I space them out. And so I literally know almost what I put in my body and how my body's going to react before I even put it in my body, because I've done so much research on myself. But not everybody wants to do that, right? You have to do what's right for you. And that's where it's like people say, oh, I want to do this. And I'm like, but what if you could actually change? What if you really could put in the work and actually do it? You know, there are so many supplements now that are gaining popularity for their ability to support protein synthesis and muscle growth, especially for individuals struggling to meet their dietary protein requirements. The older you get, what do you think happens? You lose muscle. Well, you've got to be maintaining that protein intake in order to maintain your muscle. Now, yes, we need to have resistance training, but as we get older, we're going to lose a little bit of that strength. Not a ton, but a little bit. And so it's one of those things where, again, you have to work and do what your body needs it to do. Jonathan Baylor, who we've had on here before, he's a renowned health expert. He emphasizes the importance of sustainable habits and personalized approaches to health. Right? He advocates for a holistic view of wellness that encompasses not only the physical, but also the mental and emotional well-being. And by focusing on nutrient-dense foods, adequate sleep, and stress management, individuals can achieve lasting changes in their health outcomes. Transformation begins with a single decision, my friend, a commitment to yourself to prioritize your health and well-being. So embrace the journey and trust the process, for change is not only possible, but it is within your reach. What if you could actually change? My friend, the power lies within you. It really does. And I want this to be more of a thought episode, honestly. You know, when I was writing all of these notes, I couldn't help but think, what do I really want to say? To the person out there who's tried everything, the person out there is like, I like kind of where I'm at, but I need to get a step further. You know, I'm right there. If I could drop just a little bit more, but not lose any of my muscle and gain some muscle, I'd be like, yes, that's exactly what I want to do. But sometimes in life, you have a plateau, and it's not because you stop doing what you need to do. It's because the season of life changes for you. Maybe you're looking at your health and at one point you could focus on it for like 1 month or 2 months straight and it wasn't a big deal. But now you're like, gosh, I'm kind of in this tizzy with my marriage, or I'm working in my career right now and I'm shifting some things and it needs my full attention. And so now I just need to maintain. That's okay too, my friend. You do not always have to feel like you are beating your head against a brick wall trying to get to the optimal lifestyle. Sometimes it is hanging out where it feels good right now. And I'm not saying you need to stay, you know, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying you have to look at the totality of where you stand in your life right now. Sometimes putting on that extra stress is just plain ridiculous. Don't do it. It's going to put you into a tizzy, and it's actually going to probably make you take 2 or 3 or 4 steps backwards. So what if you could just maintain where you are? Establish yourself for a month, 2 months. Great. And then do the next thing and ramp it up again, right? The power lies within you. You can rewrite your story. Don't let someone else take that away from you. No one controls you but you. You control what comes out of your mouth and what goes in your mouth, whether it's thoughts, words, actions, or food or drink. Only you control it. No one else does. So you've got to drop the excuses. Rewrite your story, right? And then redefine your relationship with food. What is food and how is food serving you? Is it to literally be, I've got to get through this and it's a stress reliever? Are you thinking more about food? This is the one I love. Am I thinking more about food than what I need to be doing in my day? Because if food is always your focus, then we've got a problem. Okay, it might be a food addiction problem. It may be that that's just your way to sustain your everyday to get through the season that you're in. Okay, you can be addicted to food just like you can be addicted to drugs or alcohol or smoking, right? Or shopping. Okay, there could be an addiction to any of it. And so redefine your relationship with food. Is it always showing up in your mind like, gosh, what am I going to fix for dinner? Well, now what are we going to have for lunch? And oh, what are we going to have? Maybe we can go out. Well, what would be a great restaurant? Like, if it's always on your mind, why is that? Now, I know as a mama, and when I am taking care of the family and I'm taking care of the grandbabies and I've got everybody coming, we've got graduation coming up. I'm already making, we have 3 graduations this year. I am hosting 2 graduation parties. And when I look at that, what do you think's on my mind? Food, food, and more food. And I'm thinking, I've got to feed these people and some of the people I know and some of the people I don't know. And so how can I serve them well? Well, if I'm looking at that and then I'm looking to feed my everyday family, and then I'm thinking about, oh, wait, but I need to make sure I feed my body what it needs. The only thing that's on my mind is food, and you wonder why I'm driving myself crazy, right? So redefine your relationship with food. Is it something that you really need to address? Is there a concern there? Or are you just in the season of graduation and you just have lots of parties and things are happening, right? That's okay. Know that this too shall pass. And then finally, reclaim your health. You will only be successful and enjoy life to the extent of your health. And success, I'm not saying that you have to win the Powerball. I'm not saying you have to be a millionaire. That's not what I'm saying at all. You may not have to make any money. That's fine. But if you don't have your health, you will have no wealth. You won't. And so reclaim it. Don't let your excuses become your everyday conversation. Don't let your kids be your excuse. Drop it already. I have been going through some crazy things these past few months, since really, honestly, the beginning of 2024. And I thought it was going to be a lot more. Oh, it was, but not the way I wrote it, not the script that I saw. And I'm like, seriously? But guess what? All the work I did before that was great. And now I'm continuing that work in the manner that I can. And I'm just adapting to the season that I'm in. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And for me, it's literally one meal at a time. One meal at a time. I decide, okay, am I going to have my great protein shake? Because I know that's what my body needs. It's more than balanced. My body accepts it. It doesn't reject it. And it feeds it. And I feel great. Do I want that? Or do I want to have something that's fresh, that's more seasonal? So a salad, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, right? Do I need to lean in towards more protein because of my workout, or maybe backing off just a little bit because I haven't had that much of a workout? So I've got to make sure I don't intake too much protein, but enough to sustain my muscles currently. There's a lot of things to think about, right? But don't let your excuses lead your day. You got to create your now. It's never too late to start afresh and embark on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. You can change yourself right where you are. I mean, seriously, what if you could actually change? So embrace the idea of the change and watch your body and mind flourish, right? Take it beyond the nth degree. Say, you know what? I can do this. And not because you just kind of want to be one of those that's out there all the time, but you really want to feel good, right? What if you would wake up and could wake up every morning feeling good? What if you would wake up with a smile on your face and energy in your steps? Not this drudgery of, oh, it's not just Monday, but it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, here we go again. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's not living, my friend. It's not. You can make the change needed. And remember this, the only limit to your success is the one you place on yourself. So where do your limits lie? Maybe you need to take off those limits. Maybe you need to get out of your own way so you can rewrite your story, so you can redefine your relationship with food, and ultimately then reclaim your health. Dare to dream, dare to change, and dare to become the best selfie you can, right? It's the best version of who you are becoming. The time for transformation is now. Go out and create your now. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.